So we decided to dip our toe a little bit into the conspiracy world today on our YouTube live chat poll. And we're asking, does the government control the weather? Yes or no? I'm a no. I know that the government can try to influence weather, which we've seen from, you know, non-nefarious cloud seeding type of things. But the idea that the government is out there controlling the weather, I don't think that that is the case. But there is so much chatter about it right now in the whole bevy of different conspiracy theories that are taking place. So I just thought we'd ask the question, because I really get sick and tired of asking Trump or Kamala every day. Like, I'm trying every day to not ask a poll that essentially is measuring Trump or Harris.
I really would like to know, if you are a yes on this question, is there anybody who's like, no, it's not cloud seeding, it's not lasers, it's a bunch of people, like a lot of people, driving their boats in a circle in the Gulf. That's how,
like,
they
when you get
it.
In the pool and you're like, whirlpool,
yeah,
and then, like, everybody goes along the edge,
yeah, enough
and
people,
then you swish directions real quick, and
yeah, and that they were doing that with this one, and they go switch, and then, like, a bunch of people didn't, and they're like, uh-oh, this is out of control. Everybody back. So if that's you, let me know.
Steve comments on YouTube, I'm a mariner and work on the water. I'm going to be really miffed if they can control the weather after all the weather dangers I've navigated through.
It's true.
Yeah, I understand that.
They didn't help
that.
You out.
Jackie said, not sure. I would have to research it. My first response would be no, but nothing surprises me anymore. And Kurt says, boy, howdy. If they are, they're doing an extremely poor job. Scoot says, tricky question. We can influence weather. That's the theory behind climate change.
Ooh.
He never misses. He never misses. Scooter hits every time. In the meantime, did Joe Biden do a press conference this morning? Did you see that?
Yeah, it was a little. Yeah, he was talking about hurricane relief and stuff.
Okay, so what I gathered on Twitter here is that Joe Biden did a press conference at the same time that Kamala Harris was on The View.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoops.
What do you make of that?
Isn't The View taped? So I would think that he did not think that through. Again, if incompetence.
If it's taped, he did it while The View was on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I don't think, though, that maybe you don't look at Kamala's schedule,
yeah,
and go,
are you,
oh,
kidding me? They're,
well,
on the same song
right
sheet.
Now. I know.
They're,
I know.
They're singing from the
but
same song
But that's how
song
bad
sheet.
They are at this, is my point.
Man. Well, it was in that interview, too, that he directly contradicted her whole big, like, dunk on DeSantis line, too. He's like, no.
Oh, my gosh, that's true.
I talked to him. It was great. We're do good. Got all the stuff. And another thing.
Is he undermining her?
I don't think so.
This is the second time that he's emerged from God knows where to speak to the. He has not come to the podium to talk to the press until he just did here recently while Kamala Harris had another event going.
Okay.
I'm not trying to persuade you. Don't let me persuade you this easily.
If we're going to do conspiracies, let's go there.
We're talking about the government controlling weather.
Okay. What if, because mm-hmm. it's taped, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Kamala team said, that went really badly.
We need a distraction.
Dear Joe, please go on and do a press conference during The View.
Just keep talking.
And say whatever you want.
Remind people of why Kamala is a better choice.
Yes.
Well, that's the question that I have. Is Joe Biden, for the second time, just, oops, I didn't know you were on at the same time. As if people can't watch two things.
Mm-hmm.
Is Joe Biden intentionally trying to draw attention away from Kamala Harris? Yes or no? If it's yes, is that a good thing? If it's no, is that a good thing?
Ooh.
I don't know the answers to these questions. Nobody knows.
I'm a yes now. I'm a yes that they did this intentionally.
But to hurt Kamala or
no,
to help Kamala?
No, to help Kamala. Because she did so badly.
Man.
She's done some interviews lately, so I hope I'm not getting the clips mixed up. But isn't the one on The View where they ask her something about, like, you know, what would you have done differently in the last 4 years? And she,
yeah, we played that clip today.
That's what I thought.
Wind him back up. Unplug him and plug him back in.
Trust you can trust my opinion. I'm clearly a smart guy. That's what I thought.
you sound like? Adam Sandler.
Is that right?
So do you think he's trying to help Kamala, hurt Kamala, or they're just so incompetently stepping all over each other that...
No, I think he doesn't. I don't think he likes her at all. I think he's bitter about them telling
him... So you think he's intentionally trying to...
I think this is sabotage and subterfuge. This is old age and treachery is what this is.
Wow, that is so much better said than what Ryan just said.
Wait a minute now. If we're going to talk conspiracies...
Let's go.
Uh-huh. Have you guys heard the one that the Obama... The Cloonies, the whoever's running the big show behind the scenes.
The world?
The world, you could say. The entire globe.
This isn't going to get weird, is it?
No, not at all.
Okay, I don't want to get weird.
Validity to this claim, but there's
so
no way to verify.
So you believe in the conspiracy. Okay.
I do believe this one.
Oh.
I do. That they had fully intended to push Joe Biden out and... They were going to endorse somebody else, like Josh Shapiro or Mark Kelly of Arizona.
And that Joe Biden's tweet was the thing that put Kamala in the race and they couldn't undo it.
And that Joe Biden said, fine, you're going to push me out? I'm going to go on Twitter. And it might not have even been Joe. You know, it's on Twitter.
Yeah.
That somebody gets on Twitter in the name of Joe Biden and goes, we're endorsing Kamala Harris before they could do anything.
Yeah, I've heard that. I think that there is a lot of anger, of which I think is completely and totally deserved and righteous anger in your inner circle, but I hate the whole circle.
Yeah.
So
it's not like here's the good guy, here's the bad guy.
I'm not in the inner circle, nor would I want to be. I don't feel like these people care about the country and the future of the country the way I and the Constitution care about the future of the country. So I feel as though it's all oppositional to me. But it does feel a little backstabby.
So you're in full agreement.
Joe Biden keeps coming out and saying, so much so that SNL has actually made fun of it, about how, oh man, we are in lockstep. We're best buds. We wear BFF necklaces and bracelets and anklets. That we are inseparable. We talk all of the time. Like, that's the majority of what he says.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the one thing he's really sure about.
Yeah, and it does seem as if the teams of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, which he claims are the same team, don't want that message to be out there, and he's doing it anyway.
It's amazing, too, because it always seems to come at a time when Kamala starts to be creating a little bit of separation, and he reaches his arm, I was like, get back over here, you. We're best buds.
He should start wearing the same outfit he's wearing.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes.
The same suit to the T. Hey, guys. Just like show up at places.
You don't think we're in lockstep? It's no joke. Come on. Give me a break.
We plan our outfits. Thing.
Look at us. We're the same.
I don't think he likes her.
I don't either. I don't think they ever got along. And that's why the endorsement that
you... Like 2 days before he picked her, she was like, you're a racist.
Yeah, entire team just keeps leaving and being fired.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, yeah, everything's good. We've always been good. I'm endorsing her. She's been the best.
People make lots of money on books. People make lots of money ahead of time on books. You know this. You're an author.
Oh, I make a ton of money on that book.
Which book?
The one that I'm going to be releasing soon.
Which is?
I haven't even announced this yet. I will. But I've got one coming soon.
I'm super annoyed that I gave you the opportunity to pitch the book that you actually did publish and you're not taking it.
Oh, well, the one that's published is called The Life of Human. It's a novel. It is a straight-up novel. Yeah, it's a book.
What do you mean it's a straight-up novel? What are the alternatives?
Well, you can have a book about anything. This is a full fiction novel that I wrote. It took a long time. It's great. There. Now that's a good pitch.
could have been better.
Sci-fi,
unlike the book, which is fantastic.
Comedy, politics, intrigue, it's all there.
Two of three Annie Fry Show hosts.
Horror.
Excuse me?
You know.
Say that again?
Red Light District stuff.
Horror!
It's all in there. Yep. Two out of three Annie Fry hosts. What
no,
were
I was trying
say?
To get back to the point I was going to make to begin with. But people do write books. People get huge advances on books. And somebody is going to make a ton of money on telling all of what happened in the Biden White House, and we are close to that right now. The shocking thing is that it hasn't been released yet before the election, because that is when you make the most money on it. Maybe there's an October surprise.
Yeah. Maybe that's the book I'm about to release.
But you can't just make stuff up.
Why not? Most of those people do.
That's also true. Oh, man. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Does the government control the weather? Yes or no? We want to know what you think. Erica said, I say no, but if the government could control the weather, then we're screwed because they can pretty much do anything to us then. And Chris said, I said yes, but they are not controlling all of the weather. It is a fact that they can play a part. So it's kind of parsing it a little bit there. Amy said, if they could control the weather, why would we be having this climate change conversation? They would just make it how they want it. Amy, unless they wanted to make a boatload of money off of it. It's always about money. Let's take a quick break. Go vote. We'll be right back. Down the
hall. Love that I would need. On this issue of funding, the administration has money to send to Lebanon without Congress coming back. But Congress does have to come back to approve money to send to people in North Carolina. Do I have that right?
Here's what I'm going to be very clear about. The president and the vice president has had a robust whole of government response to this. Hundreds of millions of dollars. I said it at the top, more than $200 million that we have directly put towards survivors here for disaster help. And that's because of this president's commitment to make sure that we are there for communities that are impacted. We take this very seriously again. We take this very seriously. And before the hurricane hit, we pre-positioned more than 1,500 federal folks on the ground to help. And so we have made sure that every state has gotten their storm-requested emergency declaration. They requested it, and we made sure they received it. We've taken this very seriously. More than $200 million that we have provided to the impacted areas. But instead, people want to do disinformation, misinformation, which is dangerous. Because then when folks on the ground hear that, they may not want to ask for the help that they need. That is there for them. That is there for them. That's our focus here.
It drives me crazy how she duplicates everything she says. Just to drive it home. In case you didn't hear it the first time, she repeats everything over and over, over and over.
We're taking this very seriously. When she says it three times in the span of that one clip.
I believe you less each time.
I want to believe you, but the more you say it, the more I don't.
Here's more from that exchange with Peter Ducey and Corinne Jean-Pierre.
President Biden is fond of saying, show me your budget and I will tell you what you value. If he's got money for people in Lebanon right now, without Congress having to come back, what does it say about his values? There's not enough money right now for
his
people
values,
in North Carolina
his,
who need it. That's not misinformation.
Wait. No, that is. Your whole premise of the question is misinformation, sir. It's misinformation.
I just mentioned
to you that we provided more than $200 million to folks who are impacted in the area. And I just shared with you that people are deciding not to.
Wait. To Congress that there's not enough money to help people.
We're
in North
talking
Carolina
about the SBA disaster loan.
That's
yes.
money for people in North Carolina,
and that's important. And people in North Carolina need that. This is nothing new, Peter. This is nothing new. Congress comes together; they provide money, millions of dollars, for disaster relief. We're asking them to do the job that they have been doing for some time.
From a letter that President Biden sent to Johnson, McConnell, Schumer, and Jeffries. The president's letter is not misinformation. Would you agree?
No, the way you're asking me the question is misinformation. There is money that we are allocating to the impacted areas, and there's money there to help people who truly need it. There are survivors who need the funding, and it's there.
That you don't like misinformation.
I said that. I actually said we have the money available to help survivors of Hurricane Helene and also Hurricane Milton. Now there's going to be a shortfall, right? Because we don't know how bad Hurricane Milton is going to be. And so we're going to need additional funding. We're going to need additional funding.
That's exactly what I just asked about. And you said it was misinformation.
Yes. What you're asking me is why Congress needs to come back and do their job. That's what you're asking me. Congress needs to come back and do their job and provide extra assistance, extra funding to disaster relief fund. That's what Congress needs to do, and we're going to continue to urge that. You may not want that, but that's okay. That's what this president wants, and that's what the vice president wants. Thanks, everybody.
And she's gone. She quit.
You may not want that.
She's personally affected by Ducey.
My gosh. What a terrible press secretary.
She's like, you're a liar. You're purveying misinformation. He's like, the president's words?
This is what the president's letter says.
It was your tone.
I'm fair, but then you don't call it misinformation. I mean, it's still information.
I don't know. Like, have you seen the video of this exchange?
Yes.
And it's particularly jarring, too. Like, so it goes through and she says all that stuff, but she's wearing this oversized
zoot suit.
It does look like a something.
Zoot suit riot. Yeah.
So this was happening yesterday while we were right about this time, I think. And every time we were talking about something else, and I'm like, I cannot derail. But we weren't airing it live. It was just on. And every time I look up at the TV, man, I started singing, not Zoot Suit Riot. That's the one that Brad said he started singing. But I started singing the Talking Heads where David Byrne is wearing that oversized suit. It just over and over and over.
Find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile.
That's the video?
You may find yourself in a beautiful house.
He's not wearing the David Byrne suit in this video.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
So I'll pause it and I'll just play. I'm going to put it up on the StreamYard. The David Byrne suit is very famous. And again, he's not wearing that particular suit in that video, but it was coming to mind. I'll see if I can do this because I don't usually try that. But
explain it.
Let's see here. I'm going to. There we go. It came up. So the David Byrne suit, the oversized suit from the Talking Heads, is all... We're talking about something completely different. I keep looking up at Corinne Jean-Pierre and thinking about that suit. So, there we go.
Yeah. There's this, then there's this. It's like when you go to the eye doctor. Is this better? Is this better? Where is this better?
And then I didn't know this, but it became a meme yesterday on Twitter that people were taking that photo or one like it of her and just shrinking her head down to where the suit looks
gigantic,
enormous. She looks like real tiny behind the podium.
To paint a picture of this for those of you listening on the radio, she looks like she's wearing a suit jacket that a fully grown man would wear. So just imagine a normal size human female wearing her man's jacket or whatever.
Careful with that normal size human female comment.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm being careful.
What size would that be?
Those of us who are average size get called short all the time. You may know that from listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Well, those are lies.
That's just misinformation.
That's just misinformation that I traffic in.
That clip is astounding because he's reading verbatim from the White House letter, the president's letter about Lebanon, giving money to Lebanon in the midst of this natural disaster in the United States that's affecting the entire Eastern Seaboard. And she goes, why are you doing this misinformation? She's lying to him. Yes. I don't know if we recognize how bad it's gotten, that itself is a lie, that he's communicating misinformation. What he's communicating is 100% factual information.
I mean, so much of this Biden-Harris administration has been, we have a message, we're going to stick to that message, we're going to stay on message, and as we stay on message, whatever goes to distract us, we're going to bat away. That's where the word misinformation comes in so frequently. It's ironic how meta misinformation of misinformation is the play. It's the one main play in the playbook for these people.
It's that kind of stuff, though, that drives you crazy as a consumer of information, somebody who just wants to get the facts and figure out what's going on, that should be the place. The White House press briefing room should be the place where we're just getting answers. That's why it exists. Yeah. That's why it's there.
And there are still people out there that view that as where you get answers. They are like, this administration is not lying to you. And then they'll take what this administration does, in that instance, lying straight to Ducey's face, calling Ducey a liar. And then they will use that and turn around and use that to call me a liar. Because I'm like, no, the information doesn't say what you said. Well, Karine Jean-Pierre said this and this, and you're just purveying misinformation. It gives people cover to behave horrendously.
We played earlier in the show the clip of Joe Biden talking very kindly about Ron DeSantis and all the governors who he's worked with, saying, you get whatever you need. You can have whatever, you know, it's been approved. And then Ron DeSantis saying he's talked to the Biden administration. He's gotten what he needs. And if he needs more, he'll be certain to send a message and to ask. Well, there's been rumor that somehow or another Kamala Harris reached out to Ron DeSantis, and Ron DeSantis blew her off and was like, nope, we're not going to have that conversation right now. And he responded to that accusation with the media yesterday.
I've been in touch with both FEMA and the president, as well as marshaling all our state agencies and working to support our local communities. And so for Kamala Harris to try to say that my sole focus on the people of Florida is somehow selfish is delusional. She has no role in this. In fact, she's been vice president for 3.5 years. I've dealt with a number of storms under this administration. She has never contributed anything to any of these efforts. And so what I think is selfish
has she ever
is her trying
before?
To blunder into this. No. And here's
has
the
she
thing.
Ever called before?
She has no role. No, she has no role in this process. I'm in contact with the president of the United States. I'm in contact with FEMA director. I'm obviously managing all our state agencies. We're supporting all our local governments.
So Ron DeSantis goes on to say that he's the one who's been in contact with the administration. He's talked with the administration. Kamala Harris has nothing to do with anything. This is what Joe
the
Biden
governor
said.
Of Florida has been cooperative. He said he's gotten all that he needs. I talked to him again yesterday. And I said, no, you're doing a great job. It's being all being done well. We thank you for it. And I literally gave my personal phone number to call.
So that's a pretty glowing response from the president of the United States, who is actively doing something about this. Here's Kamala Harris today on The View.
She said this morning, you've never called regarding any of the storms Florida has had since you've been vice president until apparently now, and called it political. What's your response to that?
Well, first of all, I have called and talked with, in the course of this crisis, this most recent crisis, Democrat and Republican governors. Called, taken the call, answered the call, had a conversation. So, obviously, this is not an issue that is about partisanship or politics for certain leaders, but maybe is for others.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'm going to say FCC inappropriate words. She just said, When she was asked by a member of The View, Ron DeSantis says that you never called. Ron DeSantis was, you know, asked about whether or not he's been avoiding Kamala Harris's calls. Ron DeSantis clearly stated, you haven't called. And her response is, I've talked to governors. What a lying witch to sit there, and I mean, like, you can't hear it, but I bet you can hear it. She says, I've talked to governors, and she pauses with one massively emphatic head nod. Everybody knows the Kamala Harris head nod. It's the one where it's like, don't look at my lips. I'm telling you what you need to know right now, and you can just slurp it down because I'm serving it up to you. Kamala Harris is in the middle of a political slap fight over her participation in helping hurricane recovery, and she's not actually even present in the fight to be a participant. And she's trying to put it on Ron DeSantis, the person who has shown he is very capable of governing Florida, of all places, in the midst of hurricane anticipation and recovery. He has shown again and again that he has what it takes. He's the man for the job. Joe Biden has just said that. And Kamala Harris says at the end there that she's not making this partisan, but maybe some people are. This is the most classic lying, deceiving, gaslighting, mean girl baloney sausage that we've all seen for our entire lives when you know someone who goes out there and tries to manipulate situations so that the truth is whatever they need it to be at any given time. They just need to win the day. They're not trying to win the whole thing because they're only caring about what is there right there in that moment. She's a terrible person. This is so disgusting to me that she is so comfortable in her blatant lies and deception. She doesn't even know that she's doing it anymore. It's just how she is.
I have not been involved in any of the hurricane crisis management at all as vice president, even though I'm still vice president right now because I'm running a campaign and it's October before the election. I'm going to call some governors. Oh, yeah. But DeSantis says you never called him before the campaign. Is that right? Yes, that's right, is basically what she said. I never have called anybody before. I have talked to governors, whatever that means, whenever that
means. But I'm involved now.
But I'm involved now. And somehow DeSantis is the selfish one here. It's
Joe Biden is handling the situation in whatever way he's handling it. He had that press conference today to address it. Good on him for doing that. I didn't even realize that that was this morning. Good on him for doing that and for being vocal on the issue and complimenting governors, Republican and Democrat alike. If Kamala Harris isn't running for president right now, people aren't like, well, where's Kamala Harris on this one? This is such an unforced error on her part to start a political slap fight with the Republican governor of Florida over Hurricane Helene recovery or Hurricane Milton anticipation. Like, you don't have to do this. You don't have to get in the midst of this. But when she finds herself in the midst of it, she just morphs into the liar that she is. And she's totally chill with it. It's so deplorable.
And again, such a bad political move. They're always political. Everything they do is political. But this is a bad political move to make hay, go on The View. This is your interview week, apparently. She's doing interviews. To go out there and make a villain out of Ron DeSantis and try to tell everybody, I'm in charge of the hurricane stuff now. You realize that this is a disaster and it's going poorly. Why would you want people to focus on you as in charge of the hurricane stuff?
Yeah, I'm in charge of the hurricane stuff now. It's going poorly. And the one state where it's not a complete and utter disaster, that guy is the one that's not talking to me about it.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, man.
Xavier says, I guarantee Governor Sassy Pants took Trump's call. What's the difference? Donald Trump called. That's the difference. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Chuck Berry? St. Louisan?
Yep. St. Louisan. Proud St. Louisan.
I know more about Chuck Berry from Back to the Future than I know from Chuck Berry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Check out the song My Ding-a-ling.
I know that song.
Okay.
There's a family member of whom I married into, who I will not name, who introduced me to the song My Ding-a-ling.
Let me tell you something about that song.
Just for the record, you were that family member for somebody, Ryan Wiggins.
I'm sure I was. Hopefully it wasn't like, hey, I got to play this song for you, and I was real drunk.
And that's how Ryan got this job.
Did that happen at Hooters also?
I called the GM here. I'm like, hey, you guys, why is it crazy? You can't play My Ding-a-ling anymore.
You're hired.
You know, you'd be really good for 97.1.
You sound perfect for this job opening we've got. The legend is, and this is a very true legend, that people
as
used to
are
go,
all legends.
Right.
It's
just
a
like,
very true legend.
All like people
very,
in
very
Collinsville in the 80s and 90s used to go into the Dairy Queen to just play that song as many times as you
could. Is this the Dairy Queen on 159?
Yeah, it's still there. You go in there to the old-fashioned jukebox, because it used to be all 50s themes. I don't know if it still is. And you go to the jukebox, and I mean, play that song as many times as you had dollars. 157.
Okay.
157. No, the 159 one's gone.
Yes.
Yeah, the building is historic, and so they can't tear it down. It's just this old Dairy Queen sitting there. Like, somebody do something with
somebody
that thing.
Somebody put Dairy Queen back in there.
Yeah, please. But the one that's still there on 157, you used to go in there, and I mean, half the time you'd walk in, My Ding-a-Ling was playing. And when you're a kid, you're like, gosh, I can't believe this. This is unbelievable.
Do you hear what they're saying?
Yeah.
Is the jukebox still there?
I don't think so, but it's been a while since I've, you know, walked in and tried to play My Ding-a-Ling 14 times.
It's a weird sentence.
Well,
you
finally
said
we agree.
It's been a long time?
It's been a long time since I've tried to play My Ding-a-Ling.
I don't want to know. This is bad.
Led Zeppelin wrote a song about it. Been a long time since I've tried to play My Ding-a-Ling. I think that's the way that goes.
It's not the way of it goes. Okay. It's not the way this show goes.
It's just this is a classic rock review is what this segment is. All these different songs.
Nobody is here for that.
Chuck Berry, Led Zeppelin.
Poor Chuck Berry.
Last segment we were doing Talking Heads because of Corinne Jean-Pierre.
I didn't know anything about that either. I've got nothing to do with this. It's finish true. The show.
So that song... I don't know much about the backstory of it. It seems like it's a double entendre to me. Like, I know he's talking just about a bell.
You know what could happen on Friday?
What?
If we get 10,000 subscribers, you could do a Ryan Shire Wigglesworth reading of My Ding-a-Ling.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Okay.
I wholeheartedly agree to doing that. That sounds great. 10,000 people listening online, huh?
YouTube live chat pool? Ethan?
Is it time?
Right the ship? No, it's way past time.
I'll try my best. Does the government control the weather?
Do you have thoughts on this?
No, the government doesn't control the weather.
I was hoping for one of you.
No, it doesn't.
I was hoping one of the people in this room would say yes. Ryan
would be the one.
I know. I was really disappointed.
He was really excited when he said this in the chat.
I'm going to say the same thing as Jerry Maguire said. Show me the lasers. Show me the lasers. Show me it happening.
It's not weird.
And I'll believe it.
Some things Tom just Tom aren't said. Worth just bringing up, I guess.
Show me the lasers.
So you're a no?
I'm a no.
Yeah, I'm a no. There's no way that they control it.
Mm-mm. I'm a no. Mm. How did the results? Let's just do this. Get this done here.
YouTube live chat poll, does the government control the weather? This is way too close. 62% say no. 38% say yes.
So you know out there, you can participate however you want.
Russell says if you listen to that Chuck Berry song too many times, you'll go blind. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what he said.
I don't get it.
I don't either. Russell, you'll have to explain. You'll have to explain. We don't get that.
Oh, 2 minutes to go.
I was like, whoa, you went to me early.
Yeah, we did.
I got us right back on track with Ethan here, and then you decided to just derail the whole thing. Everything's unraveling. Take it from here.
Well, I don't understand some of these comments coming in online right now. So if you've got some sort of perspective on any of these things we're talking about, whether it be Chuck Ding-a-Ling.
That was bound to happen.
Chuck Berry. Or what Ethan was just talking about how the weather is controlled by the government.
Okay. You are not even taking yourself seriously any longer.
Either one of those topics, fill us in. Because we've been talking about them all day. The first thing Annie led with was My Ding-a-Ling.
It's not true. You can check the podcast, which you were supposed to upload, and that is not true. Uh-huh. I never, ever talked about it.
And then
and
that's
I'm not
the
even
first question
it.
You asked Tammy Bruce.
That's not true. No, it is
you ever
not.
Heard this song? And then you played it. That
no.
was weird.
Ryan.
Get the podcast, and you'll hear it.
Podcast numbers are going to be booming tonight.
Yeah, Steve's going to sit us down and be like, well, the numbers look really good here on this particular Tuesday. What did you guys talk about?
Why does Steve sound like he's from Sesame Street?
No, Steve sounds like that undecided voter from CNN. That video on YouTube is popping. People is do it? Not believe that guy was an undecided voter.
Well, I'm undecided,
funny.
But after that VP debate and finding out that J.D. Vance was not against January 6th, I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris.
It's literally Ernie from Sesame Street.
Is it really?
No, it's not.
That's not our Ernie from Sesame Street. Sesame Street.
What universe is that, Ernie?
it's the non-millennial version. I'm so sorry. I just apologize. Don't listen to the podcast. Forget it even exists. Listen to Mark Reardon coming up next and pretend this didn't happen.